Who are we talking to next here?
Well, next up for you is Doc Bailey. He is the proprietor at Renegade Light Sport, and that's a new company in the last few years. But Doc has distinguished himself in a number of ways. One of them is he's been the fellow who has basically introduced the Lycoming aircraft engine to Light Sport. There were a couple of other experiments with it, I'll call them, but nobody really put the time and effort into it, and Doc has been kind of the Missouri Energizer bunny, making a lot of stuff happen here. And I don't know where I don't think he sleeps much. That's clear from his work schedule, but he can tell you a lot more about Lycoming and Light Sport aircraft, among other things.
All right, Doc, welcome to the show. I see here you're from Lee's Summit Airport. That airport is steeped in history.
Oh, you bet. Lee's Summit, we call it beautiful, historic Lee's Summit, Missouri, you know. But the Central United States there, Lee's Summit, has got a very, very good history. American Airlines, TWA, was just right down the road. They have a tremendous EA chapter there, Chapter 91. It's rich in history, and it's just a good aviation town to begin with. And we looked at 39 different airports before we decided to go ahead and stay with Lee's Summit. So we finally roosted there, nested there, and we have a tremendous workforce there, so we're really happy to be there.
So Renegade Light Sport, you started the company, did you, Doc?
Yep. We started it in 2007.
Okay. What was your motivation, your drive? Were you involved in regular Cessna Piper Beach training aircraft at the time? Or
my history is helicopters.
Oh, okay.
I basically the alumni president for the aviation department of Central Missouri State, which is just 30 miles down the road. And so my history started there in 1977. And the university is rich in history there. I went from the university directly into the military, where I flew Huey Medevac for about 18 years or so, and got out, did the civilian thing. And I realized right away, as the flight director of AirVac Life Team, 200 and some odd pilots at one facility, the benefits of a medical, or lack of. And being 50 years old at the time, I thought, hey, guess what? You're only as good as your last medical. There's got to be a category where I can precision my passion. I still hold a first-class medical today, but, you know, next month maybe not. So we figured that the baby boomers coming into effect, who been a mainstay of aviation since the 60s and 70s, were all going to come of age, that possibly the medical be in question, and this would be a category we could go to and still see some of the friends we had keep flying.
So you have not only a dealership there, but also a flight school, is that right?
Actually, we're a manufacturer of the Falcon from the bottom up now in the U.S. We do have a dealership as far as four other airplanes that we do distribute for. We have a flight school that we have five light sport aircraft in, as well as a Cessna 140 tail dragger to get some of the old historic tail dragger time in. So we do encompass. We've just recently started a light sport repairman school. We'll be able to teach you everything from light sport flight, an accelerated program. In 3 weeks, you can get done. And in 3 weeks, you can become a repairman for light sport and do it for hire.
Now, you're talking about basically the same program that Rainbow is doing on the West
Coast.
Exactly.
We petitioned the FAA as well as Rainbow did. They've been doing it for quite a long time. It was a natural progression from us to go from manufacturing to training to showing folks how to put together airplanes and repair them. So for us, it was a natural transition, and we're going to hold lessons every other month in a centrally located facility right smack in the U.S., so it'll be easy access and quite easy access for folks to get it done.
Okay, let's concentrate on that for a minute. Doc, you're going to set that up and tell people, listeners, where they can go online to see about that program. What about housing? What about getting there? All that type of thing.
No problem. They can get it there. You fly to the airport. We'll pick them up at the airport, KCI. We have facilities available for long-term stay, kitchenette-type things that are locally just at the end of the runway. Hampton Inn has decided they give us a wonderful rate for long extended stay. We have tremendous instructors, such as Professor Schieser, who taught and was the dean of aviation at Central Missouri State for 35 years. I've got guys who are 41 years in the Air Force, AMP AIs. The cadre that we have, everything from the welding class to Paula Dirks from American Electronics Association is the president. They're a mile and a half from our road. They teach the avionics part. So we have tremendous aspect of putting top quality people in each division that we do, and we have a new $2 million facility that we just moved into that is quite extraordinary for learning. So we have what we think is a very well set up and a good central location, and there's a lot of people who would like to do that, get their repairman certificate to work on others. So that's an aspect that we also have moved into just recently, and in fact, we predict in the next about 15 or 20 days, we should get the okay from Oklahoma City to go ahead and continue.
Well, frankly, Doc, Rainbow's been overwhelmed, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hard to get in one of their classes. They're very popular and full. So to have other options is a really good thing for the industry.
Well, Edsel Ford told us when we submitted it that he wanted to see our submission of nothing but light sport. He had other submissions of all your Beechcraft tail rotor repair and some other things. He said, Doc, I want to see nothing but light sport. He said, I get calls every week of someone we're wanting to go. Rainbow's been a good job. They do both California and up here all at the time. But like he said, light sports come of age. Their classes they hold are good. We just need more of them. And the guy who wrote our curriculum was a UCM alum who now runs the 147 curriculum at K-State. So he's also the head of the 147 mechanics A&B program who wrote our certificate. So as an alum, he will also be teaching during the summer when he has his 9-month contract off. And so as you can tell, we have some pretty special people involved in the project. We want to make it the best program, not just another program.
Excellent. So let's talk about the airplane for a minute, or the airplanes, I should say. You're manufacturing the Falcon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Falcon we manufactured from the bottom up. We imported it from Europe several years back. It wasn't exactly what we needed when that company went under. Yeah, the Falcon is what we're talking about right now. When that company went under, it was a very sleek, very well-made aircraft, but we wanted to make it better.
It looks a lot, for people who are listening on the radio can't see the picture, it looks a lot like the Sport Cruiser did, the one that Piper did a marketing
right.
crossover with the
folks.
Well,
we like to refer to it as a baby Lancer, if you will. The Sport Cruiser does look a little different, only in the aspect that it's a low-wing plane. The cabin on this one's about 48 inches wide. We put the Lycoming engine in it and actually helped Lycoming develop the light engine. And so now we're tooling around at about 124 horsepower, fuel-injected, electronic ignition, 208-pound engine. And we like to think we're putting the performance in light sport.
Well, within the regulation, of course, which hasn't changed.
Oh, well, of course. Of course, yeah. You bet.
But, that's a sleek-looking little light sport.
Yeah, they told us how fast we could go forward. They never really said how fast we could climb. So, you know, we're hitting 1,700, 1,800 feet a minute climbs.
That's right.
So, you know, we're all right.
So, you realistically, is it restricted by cruise RPM value?
Yeah, we placard the panel, much like the Carbon Cub does. And we can also make the prop itself. Craig Caddo or Lonnie Prince custom make our props, as well as Senchnich. And basically, we tell them how many RPM, how fast we go, how much we weigh, and they'll make a prop that we won't exceed 120 knots. But in the other ways, we can go ahead and placard the panel and say, do not exceed the 120.
It'll be more of a climb prop, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll cruise, burn 5 gallons an hour. Only the difference is we have a lot of power. Direct drive, it's a tremendous feeling, and Dan Johnson was one that flew it at Sebring and said it was the gutsiest light sport he'd ever flown. Well, you know, it's 1,700 feet. Climb at sea level, it seems to be quite the little rocket. So
it looks very cool. And here's a big thing, Doc. This is not an import from Europe, from Czech Republic, from anywhere. This is an American-made light sport aircraft.
We made this thing where you could take any part, Matco brakes, Betterman exhaust system, you know, precision fuel injection. Everything that we put on this airplane was American-made. And if something was to happen and we'd go out of business, something happened, the things would change, you can pick up the Spruce catalog and virtually get a replacement part for the brake shoes, get the prop from Lonnie Prince in California, you know, get the Caddo propeller from California. We made the airplane where virtually every part that you could get on the airplane is all U.S. made, from the AN hardware all the way to the Dynon or Grand Rapids glass.
Excellent. And the pricing, of course, is competitive with the other light sports in its class.
Yeah, we start at $129 with the Lycoming version, and you can get as high as $175,000 with the ostrich seats and the three-bladed nickel-line prop if you want it. But, you know, we have a good cruising thing with a basic package of glass, transponder, comm, like homing engine, electronic ignition right out of the gate.
And now, is this still current on your brochure? You still offer the Continental 0200
nope.
as well?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. We can't even get Continental to give our call back. So we scrapped the Continental engine project about a year and a half ago. For some reason, they decided, I guess, we were married too well to Lycoming, and they won't even return our call.
Huh.
So maybe I should call China.
Well, most manufacturers have a dual relationship, but
Well, we did. We have, you know, I thought our money was as good as Continental's was for Lycoming, but I guess not.
So the parts, obviously, if it's a Lycoming engine, you can if necessary, you can go to Lycoming and get parts or
Lycoming. Pick up any Lycoming manufacturer, distributor, and away you go. I mean, chances are they've got the oil filter on the thing already. It's a lot like the 235, but different. But there's nothing like direct power. You know, we're cruising at only 2,400 RPM to meet the 120-knot restriction. So we're not taxing the engine. We're getting the same fuel flow as most all the other engine manufacturers, only it's direct drive. And a lot of our gray-haired guys who've been flying the 152s and 170s really like the word Lycoming on their light sport.
Yeah, yep, I understand. So real quick now, before we have to go to break, tell us about this BOT aircraft that you're the dealer for this, correct?
Yes, we just did an agreement with the BOT from Switzerland. The gentleman that makes this plane is a very nice guy. He has a lot of dreams and hope for the airplane. It's a very, what we think, going to be a competitor to the CT. Mm-hmm. Very fast little cruiser. We're bringing in the D motor with it. It'll weigh 610 pounds empty. It'll sip 3 gallons of gas. It has 95 horsepower for a 125-pound engine. They do a great job, as you can see, just looking over to the right. I know they can't see it on the radio, but the fit and finish on the airplane is just fantastic.
It is a very, you know, very nice presenting
plenty
aircraft.
Of room. And the big reason why we imported it was they have a paraplegic version that basically folks can't use their legs or hands and some other aspects who still want to fly. These guys have gone through the due diligence of putting in the controls, and then on the other hand, those controls fold up and a regular guy can walk in 5 minutes and fly it as if nothing's wrong. So them going through that process, doing the looks, the sexiness, the light of this plane, only 3 gallons of gas burning, we gave it a good look. There's 2,000 imports that we really weren't interested in importing anything else. But it's different, and we thought it was worth giving a shot to the guys at Liechtenstein, Switzerland, and I think they really have come up with a beautiful airplane. We're working on the first certification now, so they have three or four that are used that they're going to bring in. They've got production ready to go right now for full production, so looks like it's very competitive. It's only $120,000 starting bottom price, so with the European exchange and everything else for delivery, I think that's really reasonable.